You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric DeSobe here, continuing our bonus episode series, talking to our new 2021 fellows. We got someone from the Engage class joining us right now. Raina Guzman is here. Excited to catch up with her, see what she's working on professionally, see what she's excited about once Engage starts here in just a little bit. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. All right, Raina, when folks ask you what you do for a living, how do you usually answer that question?
Hi, Eric. Well, first of all, that was super cool. But yes, I am a collaborator. I say that I am an educator. So my actual title is the ACE Initiative Site Administrator, which stands for Achievement and Commitment to Excellence. Okay. And I have been working at my school site, Public Service Community School, for 3 years now. So I collaborated with everyone, with students, with parents, families, the community. My whole focus is to help create a healthy and positive school culture that promotes student achievement and prepares our students to succeed in college and career and just in life.
And we've read a lot, of course, about the challenges that schools and students and families are facing. Are there any bright spots that you've seen with distance learning that you would like to see continue even after students are back into classrooms in a more traditional way?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's been a lot of hiccups, just realistically, because I do work in the Florence and Firestone community in South Central Los Angeles. So my students and their families already have many obstacles that they're overcoming. But it's also been super great to see more engagement from some families, because I do think that having like meetings through Zoom have made it more accessible for some families that are tech savvy. So I would love to continue to see that type of engagement once the school year starts. Having coffee with the principal, maybe broadcasted live, I think, or live, that would be amazing.
And then in terms of the Engage program, what are you most excited about once that gets started here in a couple of days?
Definitely, I would love to learn more from the folks that are going to be part of my cohort. I'm very big on relationship building and community. Community is so important for me. So expanding my networks and learning from each other. And also, I would love to learn more about what my colleagues are doing in their different job sectors, as the current reality that we're living in right now with the pandemic, the multitude of pandemics, right, with the health, with COVID, and with all of the racial turmoil, too, that we, that we've seen in the past few months and years. So, but I'm very excited. I hope to meet people and get to pick at their brains.
Yeah. You know, and then as someone who's lived in LA for most of your life, what do you think we should focus on in terms of how the city can try to get better in 2021? Is it focusing even more on housing? Is it something like transportation and mobility? What kind of things are you trying to prioritize for your activism and getting people excited and organized around certain issues for next year?
That's such a great question. I think, well, you're right. I was born in Tijuana, Mexico, but I did migrate to the United States at 2 years old. So I've been living in Northeast Los Angeles most of my life. And I'm very passionate about Los Angeles. I think with everything that I've seen, how the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted working class communities of color, I think definitely accessible housing is one of the priorities. That alongside with, I'll just keep prioritizing that, I think education. I do think that our schools need more partnerships to continue to be able to provide some of these Wi-Fi hotspots to my students and their families. And I am also very concerned about some of my students are having to work. So I'm interested in prioritizing opportunities for youth and also housing. And yeah, that's what I could think about right now. I think there's so much going on that I wish that we could focus on.
Absolutely. Listen, congrats on being in the fellowship, and thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can catch all the folks that will also be in the Engage cohort on their episodes that we've dropped the last couple of days. Get those all the places you find your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher. They're all there. Check them out, short and sweet. So until next time, we'll catch you soon.